dictation. 22nd of May, patient Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, Ray, R-A-E, Foder, F-O-D-E-R, date of birth 9/10/1978. Melinda Foder was seen at the office for evaluation of a right adrenal tumor, per paragraph. An MRI scan of her abdomen for hepatomegaly has shown an incidental finding in the right adrenal gland, which is 1.1 centimeters in maximum diameter, per paragraph. She has no symptoms from this finding, per paragraph. Past history significant for depression, comma, hypertension, and prediabetes, paragraph. Family history is non-contributory, period. Social history. She works as a health inspector, comma, does not smoke and drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, Lexapro, 10 milligrams BID, comma, Elmeron, one pill daily, comma, Losartan plus Losartan 100/2.5 milligrams daily, comma, Metformin 500 milligrams twice daily, and Nexium, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable, like, apart from granuloma angulari affecting her skin, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 78, count weight 229 pounds, BMI is 38.2, per the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was felt to be at the upper limit of normal. There's no lymphadenopathy, per the house of normal limbs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I reviewed recent studies, which includes the report on the MRI of the abdomen showing a small right adrenal adenoma, period. Paragraph. Blood glucose is 127, comma, non-fasting, comma, impression, benign right adrenal adenoma based on MRI findings, period, paragraph, recommendations, comma, colon, continue weight reduction and exercise in an effort to prevent the onset of overt type 2 diabetes, period, no further follow-up for the benign adrenal adenoma unless new symptoms present, peer paragraph. Follow-up routine visit. Routine follow-up visit in 6 months' time, peer paragraph. Next patient, Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, Washel, W-A-S-H-E-L, date of birth 11/59/45, paragraph. Monica Washel was seen for evaluation of hypercalcemia and elevated parathyroid hormone, peer paragraph. On this visit, comma, apart from feeling tired, comma, she has felt well otherwise, period. There's no history of kidney stones or osteoporosis, period. Paragraph. Past history significant for hypertension, comma, chronic kidney disease stage 3, comma, depression and anemia, per paragraph. Family history is notable for Hashimoto's thyroiditis in her sister and other members of hypothyroidism, period. Paragraph. Socially, she works as a secretarial but has retired. She does not smoke or drink, and does not drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, amlodipine, one pill per day, comma, levothyroxine, one pill daily, comma, Fexor, one pill daily, comma, Losartan, one pill daily, and doxazosine. General review, significant for weight loss of about 8 pounds, comma, history of, distant history of rectal prolapse, and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 74, comma, weight 130 pounds, the BMI is 20.4, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with normal lymph nodes, masses of palp in the neck, but the Hudson's normal lungs were clear. Peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I have reviewed recent studies, which include a calcium level of 10.4, comma, borderline high, period. PTH level is 170, period. Impression, mild hypercalcemia secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism with stage 3 chronic kidney disease paragraph. At this point, I recommend observation and follow-up of calcium and renal function per paragraph. She has been treated with cinacalcet for a hypercalcemia. And is followed with nephrology in this regard per paragraph. Follow-up visit in about 4 months per paragraph. Next patient. Sorry, end of dictation.